Hello?
Oh yes, this is Michael Fontana again. I'm just calling about my book. I need to see what's written in it.
Oh, hey, Fontana, this is Kevin. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm surviving.
What do you
Surviving.
mean by surviving? Aren't you good?
What?
What do you mean by surviving? Aren't you good? You're doing good. You're doing well.
Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
so out here waiting for this climax to this saga going on
Okay. I actually spoke to Sheldon, and he was telling me that you are about to tell him about your love life.
We could go there. I was, I wanted to see what was written so I could kind of gauge where I could go from the book from here, since this is like a
Yeah, it's been a long
my
time, so.
creation. I got to see what.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we actually saw the draft of, me and you together, going through the draft. I understand that.
Yeah, I want to read what you got compiled so I could so I can gauge where to go from here.
I still am working on the draft. I had to do a lot of research because you told me about this shoot and a lot of other stuff as well, about the profits and everything. So I had to, do my research. So I'm still taking my time doing my research and writing at the same time. But what we can do is we can still talk about, not right now, but over our next call, you can do with Sheldon, or if I'm available with me, we can, just go through your, because I remember you telling me that you need to write about your love life as well. So we can go have, we can have a chat.
Well, I could sort of put some of that in there. Did you start writing about what happened there at the Capitol, or did you
I
get to that point?
remember I wrote about that in the introduction, but I would still have a separate chapter.
Oh no. That she you wrote in the introduction. You wrote how I infiltrated. I mean the actions of what took place.
Oh, no, that would be a separate chapter, right? We will write about
Yeah, I spoke
people
with
that.
Lisa about it about an hour on the phone.
Yeah, I remember that, and I have the recording as well. So, I actually spoke to you about it as well, that you told me everything. You were going through the tunnel, and there was a police guard. There were a lot of other stuff, yada yada yada. You remember? We had a talk. So yeah, I on it.
I spoke with
Sheldon.
Green Beret, who's stuck in jail right now, who was there that day, and I'm trying to get on his trial. If he goes to trial, I want him to call me as a witness because
Who that was?
he'll get off.
What's the name?
What? His name is Jeremy Brown. I saw him in jail. Yeah, I saw him in jail like a week ago or so. So
Who is
I
that?
went down to
Who exactly is Johnny Brown?
he was doing security detail that day at the Capitol. The FBI wanted to hire him to infiltrate us, and he turned on them, so they turned on him and they raided his house and they're trying to bust him for all this stuff and
At
He's fighting him in court.
the time he actually was a security guard or FBI?
The FBI wanted to hire him. He's a retired Green Beret from the Army.
Okay. Understood. Okay. So you
I
got off
went
the
to, I went
job?
to I went to visit him last week.
Okay, so is he willing to get on the story with you, or you're still trying to get a hold of him?
I just went to visit him. It wasn't about the story. I just wanted to help him out with his case, and I'm kind of looking at January 6th really is I know that this is going to work out and President Trump is going to be back. This has just got to go through a bunch of bullshit, but as many of these people that I could help out as possible because I think I look at January 6th as an opportunity. Everybody's all, they don't know the rights, all these people that have gotten in trouble. And, I mean, personally, I know that I was ahead of the curve over like all those people that were there. I was thinking far in advance of that day while everybody was worried about the election. I was already worried about how I'm going to bust these people.
You had
And I didn't
something
put
to hope
anything on
for.
Facebook. Everybody else was talking on Facebook. I warned people back when they still had MySpace in the 90s that they were setting us up for something, and you never get want to get on the computer and put all that information about you, put your pictures and everything about you and whatever. And everybody who does that, you now you're getting screwed. I never put nothing on the computer.
Right, because
I use them as
that serves as an evidence, right? I get your point. Okay, so yeah, I would obviously talk to you about it later. I mean, everything, but we still have to talk about me or Sheldon. We still have to talk about the love life because we need to have a chapter. And if when I'm going through the chapter about the Capitol Hill, attack on Capitol Hill, if I'm actually missing some kind of details, I'll, speak to you and we'll add them later, okay?
Okay. And you looked into that, the Mel Kay woman. She's got a lot of information that I'm gonna try July 8th. I'm going to the Reawaken America conference, and hopefully I can meet somebody there that can help me out with this book. That's
Sure.
a higher profile person or something. I'm trying to get some connections there.
This woman you're talking about is the same woman you spoke about earlier, remember? That you wanted to have as a
Yeah. I'm gonna try and find her there, and
this
I'm
is
gonna
the
try and find some
doctor.
people there.
This is the same woman you want to have as a co-author, right?
Yes, I'm gonna try.
I mean, you told me that you want this woman, sorry, as a
Yeah,
co-author.
you said that you spoke to her staff member and they wanted to charge me, but I don't think that, I never spoke to this woman directly.
I mean, there's no point speaking to the woman directly if a staff member is actually telling you to get some money, right? Because if you do talk to
Well, I don't think she knows that I spoke to this guy. Probably wanted to stick money in his pocket is all I think.
I
I
mean,
want to speak to her directly. I don't see why she would, that's an insult to my intelligence to want to charge me money when I risk my life that day. I'm not a schmuck.
the
I
only
don't care
thing,
who she is.
I mean, the only
What?
thing is, the only point is, every single person wants to have credit in some form, of substantial thing. So if that woman, sorry, goes as a co-author on your book, she obviously would need money because we are technically she's not writing the book, you're writing the book, but she is technically the writer
I'm just
based on
saying, if
this.
she endorses the book, she'll get a pro bono every book I sell. She'll make money off the book, and I'm going to pay her on top of that? No way! I'm the one who risks my life.
No. It's not necessary she's going to.
I think you don't know who I am. I
No.
am the most successful whistleblower that ever lived on the face of this planet.
I believe you. I know. I'm writing you a
So
fucking book.
why should I be paying somebody else? They should be paying me.
They should, but that's not how
No,
things work.
nobody ever accomplished what I did on that day.
And
When you see the video, you'll know why I'm so confident.
nobody
I don't
can.
care who you are on this planet. I don't care if you're Donald Trump. I'm not in some lower level where I need to pay somebody. They need to pay me to be on their book. It's the other way around. I'm the Snowden I was prophesied by the Lord Yahweh through a man named Kim Clement.
No, I know. I believe you, and I
So
stick to your book.
I don't need to put myself below, if somebody came to me and said, "Put your name on my book and you'll make money off the proceeds," I don't care if I was a billionaire. If I knew that I was going to make money off of putting my stamp on somebody's book, it's a no-brainer. Now, if I knew that somebody risked their life, I know that book would make a lot of money. Why would that person pay me on top of them
So the
making?
problem is the
It's
only
ridiculous.
yeah it is
What?
I get your point, it is, but the only problem is that the person doesn't know your credibility or
she does know my credibility. No, you're completely wrong about that.
No,
you don't know what you're talking about. She knows about the prophecy of the Snowden. I am the Snowden that's in that prophecy.
Okay, I believe you. I believe
it's not disputed.
I know.
General Flynn, so that's my credibility right there.
It is. But the problem is we have to, you know, by we, I mean, you know, in generally people have to, you know, just put this through the thick skin of people, right? Because they don't understand what they're doing and they don't understand who they're talking to. So that is why, even though if I'm talking about you, Michael Fontana, who technically is a prophet right now, you know, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, I do look at you as a prophet because you've done things that people, I don't know, can ever do, I guess. So, you know, we have to portray this image first. We have to get this message across the thick skins of people. After that, they'd be
All I have to do is show up at this conference and meet General Flynn. He already knows who I am.
Okay.
He's a three-star general. He's a three-star general who is the head of intelligence, and here he sent me a video stating that I taught him things on the day of January 6th. He respects me, so I already got my foot in the door with him, and I already spoke to the president. I don't need to prove nothing to nobody anymore. All I got to do is show up at this thing, and they're going to be rolling the red carpet out for me. I don't need to show nothing to nobody. I got everything on video at the Capitol. I still don't think you realize who I am yet.
Oh no.
You don't get it. you don't know all the things that I did at the Capitol. People that I spoke to already. The only difference between you, the other people that are treating me like I'm nobody. Is you didn't see what I did on the Capitol, and you don't know who I talked to on the phone with the FBI. Trump already spoke to me. He knows who I am. General Flynn, the former head of intelligence who sent me a video, he said he has three master's degrees. He has three master's degrees, and he said he was stumped. He didn't know what to do until I called.
Donald Trump.
All of intelligence at the Pentagon. Everybody did not know what to do on planet Earth until I made that phone call. So there's no way I'm gonna pay somebody else to have the honor of putting their endorsement on my book.
Don't.
You're crazy.
It's not me who's saying that. It's not me. It's not coming from me. Honestly, I'm just. I'm conveying you the message, okay? That's what you told us. Like,
I don't think you have the grasp of who I am yet, and the people that already know who I am.
Obviously, there's a difference between the people who personally know you, and there's a difference between how I know you, but I do...
Exactly.
I do still know that you're Michael fucking Fontana. You're a big shot, okay? You're honestly a big shot. The things you've done, what you've achieved... No one, even if the circumstances, the situations were same or similar, if someone else were in your shoes at the time of Capitol Hill, there would have been a pussy. There would have been a sissy. They would have ran off.
Yeah, there was 2,000 people there that had no idea of what to do. They all ran past the cop line on the ground. Nobody knew he was there. There was nobody that knew what to do out of all those people, out of the millions of people.
There's a correction. I need to correct you over here. Not 2,000 people, 2,000 sissies, okay? All of them were sissies. They didn't know what to do. Yeah?
So I wouldn't say they were sissies. We were all brave for being there. I wouldn't say they just I was way ahead of the curve. I was already planning on how I was going to bust those people a year from there.
You are a fucking leader. I mean, they're following you, you know. There's a huge difference between those people. Like, if there were 2,000 people, including you, 19 and 99 were like sissies, followers, and number one, Fontana is the leader. Okay.
I guess, yeah, I think they might be associating me. I think they're calling me General Patton Q. I'm not sure, but they might have nicknamed me that. I'm not sure. When I go to this Reawaken America thing, I'll find out the scoop of all this. I think they're planning on doing something with me.
I mean, you,
and I'm not sure what.
You are helping people to grow some balls, so, you know, obviously they're going to give you some nicknames or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways,
we're
getting off topic right now, so we need to get back to the book, and I need to go to...
Definitely.
Okay, so we are going to talk about your love life next. By we, I mean me or Sheldon. Okay, we're going to talk about your love life, and you're telling me that you're going to go to the conference on 10th of July. Once you do that, do send me every single thing you have, every single information, every single videos, whatever you have, okay? So we're going to take another chapter out of that, okay?
Okay, all right. All right, thanks a lot, Sheldon. I mean, Kevin.
Okay,
Kevin. Sorry. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When are we talking?